Among the small number of Czech directors in competition at the Karlovy Vary Festival, which gets underway next weekend, will be documentary maker Martin Dušek with his latest work, Into the Clouds We Gaze. The witty filmmaker, who comes from the North Bohemian town of Česká Lípa, suggests as the starting point for our tour of his Prague, the place where he works. One of the city's most distinctive functionalist structures, it's a large building by Vltavská metro station, owned by developer Orko, and currently home to rather rough-and-ready office spaces.
Well, right now we are in kind of a big hall in the amazing building, which was built here in Prague in, I think, 20s, and it used to be a central place for some electrical company, and now it's been turned into kind of offices for independent designers, artists, maybe journalists, and kind of these people who can meet here and work in their offices, pay a bit too high rent for some of them, and enjoy the bad air condition, which makes the place very cold in the winter and very hot in the summer, because the air condition system comes from 20s. And I think that the whole building is kind of protected by some authorities because of its historical credit, and so that makes it so unique, but also very unpleasant, like in these days.
I was here maybe 5 years ago at Design Block. They used what are now offices as little rooms to show the design items in. Is this space kind of temporarily being used by people like yourself as offices, or is it going to be permanently like this?
Well, we don't know really. It's been said, I think, two or three times during the last 2 or 3 years that the whole project is gonna end very soon, but still it's working like that, so we don't know. But I have heard the rumors that it will be closed in next year, next spring, so we will see. And I think that the developer, the company, they want to turn it into some posh offices with some high rent and everything, so we will have to find another places.
Also, I've seen this space used several times in Czech films and on TV.
Yeah, in this series České století, I don't know.
Czech century.
Czech century, right. And in some advertisements, because it's very designy and still in the original state.
It reminds me a little bit of a ship in its design, but also like a prison. It looks a bit like a prison with these single rooms with kind of walkways overlooking a large space.
Yeah, it's a ship full of prisoners floating on the Vltava River, and we don't know where it's heading.
You were saying that many people work here, like designers, journalists, filmmakers like yourself. Is there a kind of community here?
I think there were some attempts to get the people more together, some film project that everybody would participate in, but at the end I think it depends on the people, and they are developing some groups. I'm sharing the office with editor Janka Vlčková, who is really great, one of the best Czech editors, doing documentaries and feature films. And we met here these graphic designers who call themselves ex-lovers, and they become our friends, and we are working on the projects together now.
What about outside the building? Because when you go out onto the street, well, it's not a street, you're almost on the Magistrála, the main road that runs through Prague.
Yeah, it gives the whole place industrial touch or independent touch, so we don't expect that we will be in the center of the park. This is much more cooler. But it's better to have an office on the opposite side of the building.
A couple of streets away from his office building at Bubenska 1 is another place that Martin Dušek spends a good deal of time. The sparely decorated, airy and very pleasant Kavarna Liberal in Hleševice. Over a cool glass of Unietice beer, the 30-something documentary maker explains the place's appeal.
It's a cafe, but It's furnished and designed in a very sober way, very simple. It's not a posh, designy place. That's what I like about it. And during the day, it's quite empty, so one can sit here and work on a notebook. And in the evening, it's quite crowded, and you can meet lots of people here, friends, and it's a, like, natural centrum of this quarter, and it's not far from the office building, so it's for us it's the our favorite evening target.
Also, it strikes me as not being a typical Czech place. It reminds me of somewhere, I don't know, in another European city, maybe Berlin.
Well, maybe it's a bit Vienna type cafe, right? And also they started to cook here only some pasta, but it's really good for a good price. And the beer is great here also.
They have my favorite beer, Unětice.
Yeah, Unětice. There used to be this Unětická kultura, Unětice culture, some ancient culture from the Bronze Times, or how is it called in English?
The Bronze Age.
Bronze Age, right. So the beer is really, you know, perhaps here for a very, it's been tested for a very long time.
Generally speaking, what do you think makes a good cafe?
I like places which are not pretentious. They don't pretend something that they are not, and with a good beer and coffee, of course, mainly because still it's not a natural way to have a good coffee in a cafe.
In this country, in general, you mean?
Yeah, in this country, not in Italy, of course. And also, it must be a place where some other people you know are coming, so you can meet naturally. And a place where you can meet always somebody.
What I think is key to a good cafe is big windows. Seriously, you can't have a good cafe without big windows.
That's true. So that you can watch the bus on the street. I don't mean bus like a bus, but a buzzing street. Maybe with a bus. Well, that's the typical Czech sense of humor on some very low level.
What about old-style pubs? Have you got any favorite pubs in Prague?
Well, I have to think. I haven't been in a real pub for a long time. We used to go to Uhoutku
in Žižkov
when I was studying at the journalistic school. They had a good beer and fried cheese with fries, but. Yeah, I've always been more a cafe guy than a pub guy. But what's interesting that the beer belly has developed in a cafe as well.
Well, I've got to say, when I first came to Prague, I loved all these old-style pubs. But there came a time where I decided I just don't like those places with the green tablecloths, very smoky, smelly toilets.
Yeah, it's when you get older, when you are getting older, you need some more cultivated environment to be in. Especially when you are very often in those places and you are spending most of your time there.
For the final stop on our trip around Martin Dušek's Prague, he and I hop on a number 17 tram from Holešovice down to the Náplavka embankment on the river Vltava. There we enjoy decent and inexpensive fish soup at a narrow wooden restaurant simply named Vltava, a spot that long predates the riverside strip's relatively recent elevation to hipster hangout.
I've been here only a few times, but I went here 2 weeks ago with our editor, and we really like the stuff here, the fish soup, and the atmosphere, and also the herring, like pickled herring. It was one of the best pickled herrings we ever had. And there is also Mirek, the waiter. He can't be very repulsive to the guests, but it's partly a fun, it's partly old Czech waiter's tradition, but his uncorrectness is refreshing. But you have to negotiate with him. Right here, we are sitting here. The one wall of the house is open, and we are sitting literally next to a little boat on the river, which I think is amazing. It's right in the middle of this Náplavka with the cool bar stands, and we used to go a lot to Náplavka 2 or 3 years ago when the place started, and now it's a bit too hipster place or young people's place, and we now feel much better to sit in this fish restaurant having a fish soup and a beer and watching ships than to be among these people in these crowded places.
Do you know who used to come here back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Havel came here.
Yeah. So, yeah, I know. It was a favorite place of Václav Havel, and I heard that it happened that some nasty developers and the city of Prague wanted to get rid of this restaurant, and Václav Havel kind of helped to do the thing and helped that it's still here.
Also, he used to live here. His house is maybe 100 meters away from here.
Yeah, true. And, you know, you don't really have lots of fish restaurants or fish places in Czech Republic, which I think is a bit weird, because we got all these fish ponds areas in South Bohemia or even in the North Bohemia, like near my home city of Česká Lípa. There's Máchovo Jezero, which is in fact a fish lake or fish pond. So I'm wondering why the Czechs are not working with the fishes more. You know, you could have a fish soup in every restaurant in this quality, and it would be amazing. It has a big potential.
My Prague with documentary maker Martin Dušek was produced and presented by Ian Willoughby.